Okay, good. So we got up to last night. We were in the middle of the discussion about what, how do we view the Kohanim? Are the Kohanim working for us, and they're our shliach, or are the Kohanim working for Hashem? They're not our shliach. And the nafkamina, the practical difference between how we view the Kohanim, is if you take a netter, not to get any benefit, could a Kohen still bring a korban on your behalf? So on the top line, Laman Vavam Aleph. Meisiv Rav Shimi Simi Bar Ava. I ask you a following question based on Tosefta. Im hayakoin yizrok alav dam ichatosov dam chashot. So, if this guy was a kohen, meaning the one who you took the netter from, you're allowed to be zorik, means to sprinkle the dam for your chatos and the dam from your korban oshem on their behalf. So you see that a kohen could do all the avoidos on someone who was took a netter not to get any hanaf from him. Right? And even for those that you have to have knowledge for. I mean, we saw yesterday there was a character of someone who's mechusar kapara, which means that you could do it on their behalf without them knowing about it. But here, these are categories of an asham or a chatas, that this is a different category of that. There's a reminder, there are four avodos in bringing a korban. The first is the shchita. The second is that's the slaughter, and then the kabbalah, they catch the dam that drips out of the animal. They do halacha, they bring the dam over to the mizbeach, and the zvika, that's this fourth and final stage. That's what's talking about here, the zvika is the dam. So Mor says, no, dam chatos or shel mitzora. It did say a chatos, but that's the special one for a mitzora. And a dam ashama shel mitzora. These are the korbanos, and these are the mitzora. It belongs to that category, which we saw last night of a mechusar kapara. So it really didn't bring me a proof yet. We still haven't gotten a case where you can bring him. To see, like the pasuk says, zos tia toras ha mitzora, bein gadol, bein katan. That a kohen can bring the korban on his behalf, whether he's a gadol or a kohen. It means you don't need a permission over here. So what do you see? I'll bring the Rambam over here in, where is it? Hilchos Tzaras. Tumas Tzaras, Perek Test. The first halach. Hakol mistame benegoyim afilu katan ben yomo vavod avalo akum velo gertoshav. Hakol kashem lirois es negoyim. Okay, the idea that the Rambam is telling us over here that this category applies even to, you could have someone who's mechusar kapara, someone who's a katan, that you bring in the korban on their behalf. Even child is like literally one day old. Okay, so tonight we'll try to bring another proof to understand, again, how do we view the shlichus of the kohan. Tanan kohanim, Shepiglu b'migdash mezidin chayovim. So there's a din called pigul. Pigul means that when you're planning, you have in your mind, you're bringing the korban, you have to bring it within not the right time. For let's say you had for an extra day or something like that. You know, let's say the korban only brought for one day, and he had him on like a shlum. You can eat it for 2 days, something like that. So you can't eat the korban if it had the wrong. Halach, the wrong kavanas. So if he did this on purpose, the kohen has been mazed, he purposely messed over this guy bringing the korban, so he has to pay back for him. He has to pay back. Ha, but the diak is, it was shogigin, so mazed is on purpose, and shogig is on, it's accidental, paturin. So then, he wouldn't have to pay. Elisha pigulan pigul, but even though it was, the wrong machshava, it becomes pigul, it's disqualified. So e amrad bishleim shluchei deshmaya have. So that's good if you're going to tell me that really the shluchim are working for Hashem, the kohanim, hainish pigul and pigul. That's why the kohen who had the incorrect thoughts messed up the korban, because he's not working for me. He's not my shliach. He's Hashem's shliach, and he messed up, but it wasn't my fault. However, Ella, but e amrat shluchei didon have. If you're going to tell me no, this shliach is working for me. So then, am I pigul and pigul? Why has this become pigul? Leimalei, the guy who told him during the korban, he could say shlicha shavisach litakune velo lavuse. I made you a shliach. You're working for me to help, but not to hurt, right? I only want you to do it correctly, but I didn't come you to mess me over. So the fact that you messed me over, I don't want that. You're not really, you didn't follow my shlichus. Samara says, Omri, they could say back, shiny gabi pigul. Now the case of pigul, is a little bit different. To Omer Crocs, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yechashev Lo. Mikol Malkom. Means in all cases, it's like a Gezeiras HaKosev. This is just the way that the Torah wrote it. So it implies it's going to be Pigol in any case. Right? Even if the fact that the Kohen didn't have the authority or the permission, the consent of the Baal HaKorban, doesn't matter. So at the end of the day, you can't really bring a proof from here whatsoever. But we did see the Rambam, this is where the Gemara ends that point, goes to a new point now, but the Gemara concludes, without being able to prove, we hold that the Kohanim are Shluchei Shemaya. They're working on behalf of Hashem. Now the Gemara is going to go to a new point. It's a concept called Efshar Mi'i Efshar. Efshar means something that's possible, and Efshar means something that's impossible. So in halacha, can I learn out the case, what the din would be from an Efshar, a possible case, from something that's Efshar, something that can never actually happen? So let's go through this. Gufa. We're going to go back now to something that we had mentioned previously in the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yochanan HaKol Tzrichin Das. Everyone who's bringing a korban has to have das, chutz mi mechusar kapara, except from the one who are mechusar kapara, who said that what's completing their purification process, but that korban's bought on their behalf. So you don't need to know about it, they don't have to authorize it, you can do it even without them knowing. Like we saw, you can bring it on behalf of a kid, and a child doesn't have das. No matter how smart they are, a kid doesn't have das. Shahari Od, maybe Korban Albonav Albanoisa Haketanim, because we see you could bring a Korban for your kids who are under the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. So El Meata, someone says, okay, if that's really true, Yovi Od Mechatos Chelev Al Chavero. So why don't you bring a Chatos if a person accidentally ate Chelev? Chelev is a. Chatos Chelev, it just means it's like a buzzword, just because that was the most common type of. When you bring a Korban Chatos. Was for eating chalev, eating types of fats that you didn't know it was really forbidden. Shekain ota mevi al ishto shota kid Rabbi Yehuda, because a man can bring a korban on behalf of his wife who is a shota. She's mentally incompetent. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So alama omer Rabbi Elazar. So why Rabbi Elazar say hifrish chatos chalev al chavero lo saklum. Rabbi Elazar said if you do this, if you're being makir b'korban on behalf of somebody else, that you didn't accomplish anything. It didn't work. So one says, no, this isn't really such a good analogy between the cases. Ishto shota hechidami. What's the case? What's the case of the wife who is mentally incompetent, right? So and she brought, meaning she ate the fats. So eid achla kishi shota. If she ate the fats, the chelev, when she was mentally incompetent, so lav bas korban hi. A person who's a shota is not held responsible for their actions. They don't know any better. The person's mentally incompetent, so she ate it. Okay, but it wasn't the right thing, but you can't hold it. She doesn't bring a korban for that. She doesn't need it. You don't need a kapara for that, for doing something. So, the eid ochle kishi pikachas v'nishtates. If you can tell me, no, the case is like this. Really, she was a pikach, being someone who is mentally competent, a wise person, a smart person. They had their full wits about them. And then, that's when she happened. It happened at that moment. And then, she became a shot. So the ha, Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Omer Rabbi Avahu, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ochel Chelev Hifrish Korban, V'nishtata. If you ate the Chelev, and you, whoops, okay, it was a mistake, I didn't do it on purpose, so I said, this animal over there is going to be my Korban, and then the person lost their mind, they went, became a Shota. V'chazer V'nishtapach, and then it came back again, then they regained, they had what we call temporary insanity, right? They lost it for a day, but once that korban had been set aside already, and they were a full mental capacity, and then they became a shota, so that korban becomes nidche, which means rejected, and it never returns. So the Gemara says that's possible, right? Hayov nidche, because nidche. Once it's been rejected, it's off, right? So you see that the chatas that a person would bring for if his wife is the shota isn't a chatas for chelev. Because you can never have a case where that would be, right? So it must be when the Gemara says that a man brings on behalf of his wife, who's a yoledes. His wife. It must be a case where she's a yoledes. Must be that's the case where she had given birth, and that's the whole process we've been saying all along that a yoledes is a mechusa kapara. She's one who you don't need a mechusa kapara. We said the zava, the yoledes. All these categories are people who don't need it. So the fact that the man is bringing it, you can't bring me a raya from this one way or the other. Case El Meata, if that's true, Yavi Adam Pesach al Chavero. So why can't bring my Korban Pesach on my behalf? Don't tell me about it. Do me a favor and bring my Korban Pesach. Shkin Adam Evi Abonav Abonosav Haketanim. Because I, again, if the whole world key topic we're working here is Das, so I'm bringing a Korban for my son, my daughter. They don't have Das, they're not Bar Bat Mitzvah. So just like I don't need Das for them, maybe I don't need Das for my friend. I could bring it without him. Surprise, I brought a Korban Pesach for you. So Alama Omer Rabbi Elazar, so why did Elazar say on this? Hifish Pesach Shel Chavera Lo Asa Klum. If you do bring a Korban on behalf, a Korban Pesach on behalf of somebody else, you didn't accomplish anything. So the reason why he said is Amr Zera Selves Avos Lav Deoraisa. In other words, to designate each member of your household, that's not really a din deoraisa. We do that, but that's not a din deoraisa. It's a minog, I guess. Umimai, so how do you know that? How do you know that you don't really have to designate everybody in advance? So listen to this following case. Parenting technique 101. We learn in the following mission. It's Psachim on Pei Tes. Ha'oimel Ivanov, the father says to his children, his sons, Hareini Shoichet Es HaPesach, I'm going to bring the Korban Pesach, Ami Sheyal Amikem Rishon Yushalayim, on behalf of the first of you who can make it to Yushalayim, meaning they live in Tzvas, they live in Haifa, they live wherever, fill in the blank, somewhere else. And says, whoever can make it to Yushalayim first, I'm going to bring the Korban Pesach on your behalf. Kevin Shehichnis Rishon Roisho Verubo, since one of them got in first, Zocha Bechelko, Umazak Es Echav Imo. So he gets his chelik and he acquires the chelik on his brothers with him. V'i Amrit Selveis Avos Deraisa. But if you're going to tell me this din that you have to designate everyone in advance, that's what he din Deraisa. Abisra Kai Mazaki Luhu. Right? How could he be mazaka this on behalf of his brothers? You see from this clearly the ketanim are not required to be registered as part of this chabura that's eating the korban pesach. So then why did the father say this to them? Why did the father put this whole thing? Meaning I'll be mazaka you, but you don't need to. So why did the father do all this? Kedei lezarzin b'mitzvos. To get the kids to do, I guess, Jesus with alacrity, to get them to be passionate about the mitzvahs and do them as quickly as possible. Right? That's why he did it. It doesn't need to be done, but he's telling them to do it. So he wants to be Mizaris then. So Tanya Nami Hochi, we have a Bryce that goes like this, tells a story. Maisa Haya, one time it happened, she called him Bonos the Bonim. The one time the father said this, and his daughters got there before the sons did. Vinintu came out, Bonos Zrizos, the daughters had Zrizos, Ubonim Shefolim. And the sons were lazy, right? The word shefel means like low or bottom. It means they're lethargic, they're lazy, they're indolent, whatever it is. But the daughters beat the sons. So it was just a tactic. It wasn't really a pure halacha. Okay? And Mirat Hashem, we got to the bottom line. So we'll pick it up from here tomorrow night.